This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the podcast. My name is Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us today. And a huge thank you to our sponsor, Wheel Science. The response to their train and race package has been phenomenal. If you haven't checked it out yet, they are giving you the opportunity to pick up a set of training carbon wheels and a set of racing carbon wheels for next to nothing. If you pick up a set of their Elementals, their racing carbon wheels, they'll throw in a set of their Vortex range for 50% off the price. It's amazing. You can save yourself up to $400. So go check that out. That's at thekonaedge.com/wheels if you'd like to find out more, and use the coupon code KonaEdge at checkout to get 10% off your order. Coming up on today's show, we're going to be chatting to some swimming. And we catch up with Tim Hola as we head back to Colorado to find out about what he's done to improve his Ironman swim. Let's chat some swimming here on the Kona Edge today as we head back to Colorado to catch up with Tim Hola. Tim, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. A couple more weeks to Hawaii. Looking forward to getting out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Tim, you come from a bit of a swimming background, maybe not as competitive as you would have liked as a youngster, but you have the background and the ability in the water. So coming into sport of triathlon, I mean, that's half the battle won.
Yeah, it does. And I tell you what, you know, my parents made the best decision for me for this sport, not even knowing it, by having me introduced to the sport at age 7. And that's been a really big part of it. And luckily for me, you know, when you start that early in a lot of sports, sometimes people just get burnt out, right? And luckily I didn't get burnt out. I enjoy it. I like the water. I still feel challenged. I'm always spicing up my workouts with different sets that I've either read about or heard about over the years, or things that I've done in high school. And it just keeps me going, and I really enjoy it.
Is it a discipline that you still trying to get gains in, or are you at the point where you go, you know what, I'm happy with the swim times I'm putting in. I know I need to do the work to keep it at that level, but we're focusing on getting our gains elsewhere. Or are you still working on getting fast in the water?
I would say the latter. Honestly, I think I'm the fastest that I'll probably ever be. I would love to say I wish I could get faster, but maybe if I took a break from triathlon and just swam 5 days a week, which I don't, and really focused on other things, I could maybe get a little faster, but I don't think I'd be making leaps and gains in the sport in terms of where I'm at now, because right now I feel very comfortable with my swim and my confidence in the water and where I'm placing and getting out of the water, you know, with the top few guys. And I don't think I'll be making any leaps and bounds at this point. So I'm pretty content with doing what I'm doing now, which is kind of maintaining and still always working on speed though.
Yeah. I mean, as they say, you're never going to win a race in the swim, but you can lose it. And as long as you've got it to a level where you're comfortable and you're in contact with who you need to be in contact with, then you are definitely on a winning track. But over your triathlon career, there must've been some things that you've done that have given you big gains in the water. Can you share some of those with us?
Oh, sure. Yeah. So, you know, one of the things I was thinking about, before we got on the phone is, in terms of Ironman training, and I talked with one of my friends, Mike Ritchie out of, D3 multisport coaching in Boulder a few weeks ago about this, but one of the big workouts that I've done to always prep for Ironman is to do a nonstop pool swim. That's about 4,200 yards. Cause that's exactly the same distance as an Ironman swim. And, you know, for some reason, I don't see that too often out there in terms of coaching plans when you prep for an Ironman, to just to do that nonstop swim with specific parts in that swim where you go, you know, hard, steady, fast, and whatnot. That's one of the big things that I felt really helped my Ironman swimming, is to get used to swimming nonstop, because, you know, we were in Masters, you do your sets and you know, whatever. And it's great. And it's great motivation with other people, but to just get that true solidarity of you swimming by yourself in a pool, not stopping. I mean, that's a great way to mimic what an Ironman is going to do in your daily life. In my opinion, that's one of my little tricks that I've always done that. And I just kind of developed that on my own.
How often would you do that in the build up to an Ironman? I mean, do you use it as a bit of a yardstick to see how fast you're getting, or is it a case of X amount of time out from race day, you'll do one and that's good?
Yeah, it's a little, yeah, you're right. It is a little bit of a test. So like, let's say a 10-week block. So like, let's say for Ironman, I would start in like mid-July. Probably every 2 weeks, I would do one of those. And the way I would structure it, not to get too, you know, in the weeds of it, but I would do like the first like 200, 300 yards all out. Like the minute you shove off the wall, it's all out for the first 300s. Then you settle in for like another 300. And then as you go through the thousands, you kind of throw in 200s hard, maybe 200 steady, 200 hard. And then the last 500 is all out, just as if you were finishing going up the ramp. So I try to do that maybe, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8, maybe 4 or 5 times in a block of Ironman training. And I think it's a really good confidence builder to know that you can mentally swim that long without stopping. Especially when you're doing laps in a pool, because I've never really counted the flip turns on that, but it's a lot. So I think mentally that helps you to get stronger.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a great, I mean, just by the way you structured it, it's a simulation. It's race day simulation. So it's getting out fast. It's finding a set of feet that you want to keep onto, and you've got to just hammer it a bit to get onto those feet. And I mean, those are the sort of things that if you're going to do them on race day, you've got to do them in training.
Yeah. And I didn't tell you this before, but I do almost all my training on my own. So a lot of that makes me mentally strong too, because I rely on myself and all my, you know, kind of what I know on how to simulate races. And I just do that on my own. And that helps me as well.
Have you had to do much work on your technique? Obviously, starting when you were 7, it's like learning to ride a bike. Yeah. You can pick up lots of bad habits early on, but have you been pretty good from a technique point of view that you haven't had to work too much on it?
I haven't had to work too much on it, but I guarantee you, Brad, if I went and I had a swim coach analyze me for an hour, he'd probably tear me apart, you know? But the thing is that in my mind, I get the job done and I know what I need to do. Sure, there's some things like lengthening the stroke, keeping your head down, you know, improving your kick, hips up. Like, I'm sure those things would pop up, but for what I'm doing, I feel like I'm getting it done. And, you know, there's always when I'm ever doing like a swim, like this morning, my wife and I swam together for 90 minutes and I was doing a set. And then when I was swimming, I was thinking about, okay, what are some things I can do to improve my 50 time? Cause I was doing 50s. Like, how can I cut 2-3 seconds off this next 50? And those things you just mentioned, those techniques definitely come into play for those types of things.
Absolutely. And favorite workout, yeah. What do you absolutely love doing in the water?
Ah, boy, my favorite. Oh, like a set, you mean? Yeah, in the water?
Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite set by far, and it's a great marker set, is the old classic 10 100s, but they're descending. So 4 of them on, and this is how I do it in yards. So, or actually it's 11 100s. So 4 of them on 125, 3 on the 120, 2 on the 115, and then the last 2 on the 110. And that's it. It's 1100. And it's a great, it's a butt kicker. The last 400s are just all out, not resting or anything. And I always have the lifeguards at the rec center look at me weird because I'm like the only one working that hard sometimes. But it's my favorite set by far.
I love that. Well, Tim, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking about your bike, but we'll save that for next time.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much to Tim, and thank you to you for listening. Don't forget as well, if you haven't left us a review on iTunes yet, it's pretty simple to do, and it really helps us. It really helps us sort of grow our audience base. The more reviews and positive reviews we get, the more iTunes and platforms like Stitcher and Google Podcasts see us as a podcast that people like listening to, and they put us in front of more people. So if you wouldn't mind doing it, I would really appreciate it. Before I go, a big thanks to our sponsor as well, Wheel Science. If you'd like to pick up a set of race wheels, world-class race wheels, at a fraction of the cost, all you need to do is click on the link below this podcast, or you can just go over to this URL. It is thekonaedge.com/wheels. thekonaedge.com/wheels, and use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout to get 50% off your order. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.